Okay, we go short vort for Parshas Kitizo, Parshas Para, Postporum, Tavshim Begimel, Learn Shabili Nishmas Esutila, Bas Rav Gavriel Pinchas. Let's try to connect Kitizo, Para, and Parim. Parshas starts, so main theme of really Parshas Kitizo is when you have the Cheda Egel, we all had to understand where Moshe Rabbeinu was. It was a complete lack of emuna. That's what Chazal say. We didn't believe, we believed the Sada showed us Moshe was dead. Tremendous lack of emuna. Comes along the Yismach Yisrael and tells us, Chazal tell us, that Parah Adum is a chok. Parah Adum is a chok. Kitisa and Parah usually, in a regular year, they overlap. There's a reason for that. Says the Yismach Yisrael. Comes along the Paraduma and it's misakin. It comes to complete and fix the sin of the Cheda Egel. How? Because Paraduma, we do a mitzvah which we don't understand. Why would the Rebbe Hashem care about a red cow? And how could it be that the same thing that makes things pure makes someone impure? Things that don't make sense. Says Yisnach Yisrael, with the Cheda Egel, it was a lack of emunah. The Chok, Zos Chukas HaTorah, Zos Chukas HaParah, I should say. No, because this is the chok of the Torah, is that we do mitzvos because we believe in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. We don't have to understand. Yes, we want to understand the Minchas Chinuch, Sefer Chinuch, beautiful. But at the end of the day, we serve the Rebbeinu Shel Olam with complete faith and complete bitachon. And that's what Paraduma represents. Paraduma comes along and tells us, we don't have to, we're never going to understand the Baruch Mordechai and the Aro Habermans of our life. We're never going to understand why good people suffer. And why bad people suck and prosper. At the end of the day, the Cheda Egel was the lack of Amunah. Paraduma is all about Amunah. And that's what we say. Amalek, this is from the Kamonim, tell us, it's Gemach, it's Sufik, make us doubt on Kodesh Baruch Hu. But comes along Rav Weinfeld, Shlita of the Mir, who's coming Be'ez Hashem to Boker soon. And Rabbi Goldberg showed me a beautiful piece. And Rabbi Bogopolsky also told me this. He says, it's a zechar and zechar, even into our Kriyas HaTorah, and even into the different words that the Chazan, the Baal Kori have to read. So we think, we doubt ourselves. We doubt. Malik's all about doubt. Comes along Rav Weinfeld and says, no, you know what? It's much deeper than that. We have to lean into the doubt. We can serve the Rebbe Hashem even with the doubt. Even when we see suffering in Eretz Yisrael, two sets of brothers, and in a span of 2 weeks. And even when terrible things happen, we lean into it, even though we're not going to understand, it's a paraduma. There's going to be things that we don't understand. There's a whole Megillah Esther happening. We're in the story of the Megillah. And that's the whole message of Purim. One of the messages of Purim is to let go and let God, like Rabbi Goldberg says, to realize the roles we're living in a story. The whole message of paraduma, the message of Cheda Egel, the message of Purim, is to realize that the Rabbonu Shel Olam running the scenes, running the show. We are in the characters. Hold on tight with Ramuna Mitachon. Hold on tight with Ramuna Mitachon. As Hashem will be zochet to make it to the finish line. Mashiach zekeinu meheirah min amin v'amin. Shabbos.